Chapter 3. The Treasure. Ali Baba expected to see a small, dark, damp cave, but he was surprised to see a large, bright room filled with valuable treasure. There was bright light coming in from a small opening at the top of the rock. There was gold and silver. There was also money piled high in bags. Ali Baba knew that the robbers had been using the caves as a hideout for a very long time. However, he had no idea that they had been keeping stolen items in the cave as well. Ali Baba was not a greedy man. He decided to take only as much of the gold as he could carry. He filled the sack that he used for carrying wood. When he had finished filling his bag with gold coins, he went outside and stood in front of the door. After Ali Baba said the words, "Close Sesame!" the door closed by itself. Ali Baba then took a branch from the nearby tree. He swept away the footprints around the entrance to the cave so they would not be noticeable to other people. When Ali Baba got home, he emptied the bag onto the kitchen table to show his wife. He told her the whole story from beginning to end and made her promise to keep it a secret. Ali Baba and his wife decided to wait until night to bury the gold. They would bury it in the yard of their house so nobody would find it.